to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and joining me as always, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how are you, pal?
I'm doing all right. Welcome to all the listeners out there.
It's been a big week in footy. Thursday night show as usual. Starting off with a bit of news. I don't know if you've heard this, Steve, but Sean Hansen signed up for 2 more years at the Tigers. But I don't know if you've seen the contract, but it was more so to keep Megan Gale at the club and the hotness of females there than more than Sean. So, well done to Sean on a 2-year contract for dating Megan Gale.
It's solid work all round.
Well, they had Miller and all that and beforehand, so they're just going to keep it continuing.
Why not?
Absolutely. And if you haven't heard, Big Sauce Jacobs to miss yet again against the powerhouse that is Fremantle this week with that dodgy ankle, so not looking good for Big Sauce.
Yeah, that's good news if you're a Sandy owner, I guess.
Or playing anyone who does have Big Sauce in their respective finals this week.
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess if you're Adelaide, just hope he's back next week.
Yeah, absolutely, but they're certainly pushing for that top four, even top spot on the AFL ladder.
Yep.
But in bad news, as we heard, Lids out for the year with that calf injury. We sort of predicted that a couple of weeks ago. There's no point in him playing at all this year, and with Tigers out of the finals race.
Yeah, that's, you know, kind of hoping for the Lidio to come back, but it was never looking likely, was it, Jono?
No, it never was. And also, Nat Fyfe, his contract ends next year, but he says he's going to explore every option possible before making a decision whether to stay at Freo or not. So, door slightly ajar for other clubs to try and lure him to either over to the east side in Australia.
I'm not sure. Is he restricted or unrestricted?
I would dare say he'd be restricted because he's only in his early 20s. So.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He wouldn't even be a free agent. It's just his contract ends, so anyone can go for him, I think.
Yeah.
Who knows? They change the rules every year. But the Blues are hopeful of their captain, Mark Murphy, playing this year. I mean, it's been 11 weeks already. It's not looking good if you're a Murphy owner.
What's going on there, Jono? Obviously, it's that's bad.
It is very bad. He's got the same injury that Libba's got, and they said it can be a bit complicated. So, as a Bulldogs fan, I hope it's not as bad. Libba's injury is not as bad as Murphy's, but you still want to see the best players out there week to week.
Well, it's obviously a big NFL fan, and you see this injury, and they missed generally 4 to 6, but 11.
4 to 6, okay, there you go. Might be something underlying that we don't know about. Who knows?
I don't know. That's not good. I mean, how could you roll him out in a final?
You have no faith whatsoever.
No way.
But the good news, Steve. Stans, one-year deal. He's back.
Actually, yeah, well...
Yeah, we're just going to rearrange our rankings board now that he's re-signed.
Well, I'll take out Ablett and put in Stance.
Wow, Ablett's sliding. Who could trust Ablett? I've got more faith in Stance than Ablett. Jeez.
If Murphy plays next week, they play Carlton play Essendon in round 23.
Ooh, grudge match.
Well, so I could roll Murphy. If Murphy's got a game under his belt, I could roll him out against Essendon and I'd feel okay about that.
Still risky business.
Oh, well.
But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. And Steve, I believe we're looking to add to our roster next year.
Yeah, we are, Jono. For all the listeners out there, and maybe you've got a friend even who'd be interested, we are looking to add a third doctor to the show next year, starting in December. So if you feel you've got the chops to mix it up in shooter references and predator takes, and you know how long you should stay in the bath, and can maybe even pick a captain.
And not a fan of IPAs.
And not a fan of IPAs. Actually, man, if you like IPAs, don't bother. In fact, delete your Twitter account if you like IPAs. No, yeah, send us a direct message on Twitter, and we'll send you the details about how to go about, you know, I guess, applying if you'd like to come on board and join in the fun.
Absolutely. Yep, as Steve said, send it to Twitter or even hit us up on Facebook in the private message as well.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you do have any other queries, you can also hit up our email, which we haven't plugged for a long time, Steve, which is thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.
Yep.
But moving on to the team sheets now, starting off with Friday Night Footy with my team, the Doggies, taking on yours, Steve, with only one in for the Doggies. That's Matthew Suckling back from that little Achilles niggle. Dale Morris going out with a hamstring injury. He missed that about a fortnight ago, so it looks like it might have flared up yet again. But for the Pies, the axe has been swung with Reed, Cloak, Williams, Crocker and Cox all out, and Goldsack, Oxley, Moore, DeGoey and Phillips all in.
Yeah, you know, obviously Ben Reed, huge out for the Pies, Jono.
Yeah, certainly is. I actually wavered for him this week.
Yeah, I mean, I'd certainly feel pretty pretty good about looking for a Dixon or a Stringer. I mean, maybe I couldn't see myself going for Tom Boyd, but certainly one of those other two. But I don't mind the in of Oxley too much either.
No, he's proved that he's a good intercept mark and marker of the ball and can score big.
Yeah, and, you know, real watch on DeGoey. I mean, I still think there's a watch on Pendlebury. Would you agree?
Yeah, that he put a photo up on Facebook earlier today that he's in these weird sort of Italian uncool thongs, if that makes sense, and they send pulses and get the blood flowing, so to get himself right for Friday night, but that ankle still looked massively swollen, so big question mark there on Pendlebury for Friday night.
I think it's going to be... I know the Bulldogs aren't a high-scoring team, but, man, does this Collingwood forward line strike fear into you that they've named? Oxley, White, Blair, Varco, Moore and Wills.
I'm just punching air if you're a Bulldogs defender, I know, because that ball's going to be coming in long and high, and the Doggies love to just chop it off there and just rebound. Hello, points.
Yeah, JJ, come on, buddy.
JJ, Matty Suckling, Boydie, just any Bulldogs defender, really. Moving on to Saturday afternoon, we've got the best game of the round, you'd have to say, in the Lions taking on Carlton. Big Steph, he's back in. But no Archie Smith omitted, so it's going to be interesting to see how the dynamic between those two are going to be. Also with Close, Jansen, and the Cutlet in for the Lions, with Green out with a foot injury, Dawson omitted, Robertson with a knee, and Shacky out with the old general, with the powerhouse forward Liam Jones in for the Blues, and Cunningham, who is new, with Walker retired and Nick Graham omitted, which is a bit harshly treated by, I thought he was all right on the weekend.
Oh, I don't know, he just hasn't done enough. You can't feel great for Steph Martin with Shacky going out. It's going to be some forward time for one of those rucks.
Yeah, I was pondering that before we started the show, and it's like, who goes forward, Martin or Smith? But when was the last time Martin kicked a big bag?
Well, Martin's terrible forward.
Exactly right. But Archie Smith, he's a up-and-about kind of player, so I'll probably see him more going forward than Martin, but who knows with Justin Leppich. He's just spinning that wheel and seeing where it ends up, I guess.
Mate, I bet all the Brisbane Lions fans are counting down how many weeks it is till that ugly, crazy, psychotic unit is firmly marching out the door.
It'll be after that round 23 match, whoever, that'll be it. I think I'll let him see out the year and then say, see you later.
Oh, I think they have to, I mean.
Yeah.
That'd be another salary they have to pay for 2 weeks.
all $50.
Oh!
But no, it was interesting to see Peter Sumich and Montgomery finishing up at their respective clubs this week. So maybe they're in for the run for the coaching job. Who knows?
And we know streaming key forwards against the Lions has been a fantastic strategy all year, Jono.
Don't do it.
Liam Jones and Levi Casbolt.
Yeah, that's really going to strike fear in the, in the Lions' defence, really.
Hey, who? Johnny Butch, Jono. Johnny Butch.
Yeah, okay, you got me on that one. Okay, I can see them both taking 12 marks each and maybe kicking one goal eight between them.
We laughed our goddamn asses off when Johnny Butch was in and he turned up like by half time.
Not turned up. He was the highest scorer for the game.
So, you know what? If you've got some stones... Liam Jones.
Could not do it. Could not do it.
I couldn't do it either. But I'm just saying, we laughed and proved right again.
That is true.
So,
Just a thought makes me ill.
Hey, imagine having that over one of your league mates beat you with Liam Jones in my team.
Oh, you'd just give up, wouldn't you?
That'd be it. There's no coming back.
There is no coming back from that. It would be better if it was in a grand final, though.
That's true. And
it was by one. Beaten by with Liam Jones. Oh, scary. But moving on to Saturday afternoon at the MCG with the Hawks taking on North Melbourne with Frawley, Puopolo, Shields, Hartung and Burton. Burton in for his first game coming in, Stratton out with that injury, and you got O'Rourke, O'Brien, Heatherly and Sicily out with that suspension.
Some pretty big ins there, and Jono.
Some very handy ins for the Hawks there. And for the Roos, you got Lockie Hansen and Nahas in. And McKenzie omitted and Ryan Clark rested.
Not happy, Jono. We're all about McKenzie.
McKenzie's been fantastic. Well, this is Brad Scott, so... Brad Scott.
Jesus, what is wrong with that guy?
Doesn't give a vote to the Bond, who played pretty well last week.
Basically best on.
Yeah. And rest one of their better informed players.
Not happy.
What a... So can we?
I reckon Daniel Wells might be getting a bit of the Liam Shields treatment this week too.
That'd be handy.
I could see that happening.
And there was an interesting article in the paper about the pressure stats inside Hawks forward when Poppy was in and out of the team, and they sucked when he was out. So good to see Poppy back.
Oh, he's having he's a good player. But he's having a very good year.
Yeah, but I'm just saying his pressure inside 50 was a massive factor for them winning a lot of games.
Yep.
Moving on to the next game, with the Giants taking on West Coast. I'm actually really interested in this game because I think it's going to be a pretty good game. You've got Kennedy, Scheel, and the other Kennedy in for the Giants with Reed, Wilson omitted, and Himmelberg managed. I don't know why, he's only played four games. And you got Butler in for the West Coast with Nelson omitted.
Yeah, the Scheel owners are going to be punch dance in the air with that one.
We called it last week. It's a one-week groin injury. Who knew?
Well, they happen. Towards the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. And for the next game, we've got the Saints taking on the Swans in the Pride game with Paddy McCartan getting another game. Hopefully he can play a full game and not get knocked out. And Dunstan, who, with that horrific shoulder injury, I don't know if you saw it, but when he came off the ground, but, yeah, that shoulder was stuffed.
That's not good. We hate seeing injuries, man.
No, and the Swans go in unchanged, which is bad for Terry Richards because I'd love to see him get in and maybe have a crack at another flag.
Isn't he suspended?
Ted Richards?
Yeah.
No, he's been playing the NEAFL.
Yeah, I know, but I thought he got rubbed out. I don't know. Anyway, Sydney should win this.
And moving on to the Power taking on Melbourne. He's back, Steve. Mr. Vanilla himself, Matthew Lobe, in after missing out with that injury. O'Shea in, and Palmer, who is new, with Stuart Archie and the Pride of Mafra, Johnny Butch, all omitted, with Jesse Hogan in and Wiedemann out with a quad injury.
Yeah, all Johnny Butch does is come in and kick goals. It's obviously going against the game plan. Not happy.
But, tank, are they?
Interesting, Matt Lobe. He gets to come back to be destroyed by Maxi Gawn. Got to think that sucks up a bit of Trengo's value, Jono.
Yeah. I suppose it goes from a 120 possibility to 70s, 80s.
Yeah, I mean, he was scoring bad before that. Disappointing for the D's, obviously losing really good looking key forward and having to bring in the guy who can't kick goals to play forward.
Yeah, it's interesting. you saw last week when Hogan went out of the team, they beat Hawthorn, and it was about the same time last year when Hogan went out against that game in Geelong. Huh, what happened? Melbourne won a game.
Yeah, it's amazing, yep. Isn't it? The people who kick goals win your games of football.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah.
Anyway, before we get too much hate from the Demons fans.
No.
I think but, baby faces staring daggers at me.
But also a good chance of a let down game for the Demons after such a big win against Hawthorn, and we've seen it before.
Yeah, we have. I think it's one of the more interesting games of the round, actually.
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm pretty sure the Swans should put the Saints away by quarter time.
Yeah.
And to the first game of Sunday afternoon, you've got the Bombers taking on the Suns. Again, another interesting game. It's 370 for the Bombers to win this one. Bit of value there. With a lot of changes coming through for the Bombers. Stokes, Simpkin, Hams, Fantasia, Long, who's Michael Long's son's first game. He will be playing. Langford and Redmond all in, with Goddard going out of that groin injury. Courtney Dempsey with the hamstring, Aaron Francis with a cuff, and Darcy Parrish has been fantastic, being rested.
Man, that are some big outs, Jono.
That is some big outs. He's been really good, Parrish, this year. I've liked his game, so should go close to maybe winning the NAB Rising Star as well, but I doubt it.
Oh, he'll go close. You know, Goddard's been huge. Francis has looked good. Dempsey's been, well, he's been up and down, but that's how it is. Yeah, I mean, with the ins for the Suns, there is value there, I guess, for the Bombers.
Yeah, you've got Brooksby, Cameron Tape, Adam Saad in for his first game. Sorry?
Yeah, I mean, we just saw Brisbane put the Bombers away, so
that's true. You got Saad and Aaron Hall back in for his first game after that injury, with our boy Tommy Nipples going out with that knee injury last week, and Alex Sexton with a quad. So not good for Sexton and Nipples, who had been in pretty decent form, but good to see Saad and Hall get a run.
Yeah, and the Suns have overlooked Dan Curry for Brooksby, so start your Leuenbergers, people.
Yeah, big time. Big time. And to the middle game on Sunday afternoon at the MCG, you got the Tigers taking on the Cats, with Shane Edwards getting another go, Kane Lambert back in, Elton Johnson, Elton back in, and Benny Lennon in, with Griffiths out with a groin injury. And for the Cats, you got Tommy Ruggles coming back in, with Kirsten McCarthy, Colin Jevney, and Lane named on the extended interchange, with Mackie being managed, and Menzel out with that groin injury, which is not good.
A lot of changes there, I guess. You know, it was interesting, wasn't it, seeing the Cats, the big guns didn't fire up for the ordinary game last week. Chris Scott put the wind up them. Just to see what they come out and do this week.
Shane Kirsten in is interesting, with you expecting Rance to go to Tomahawk. Kirsten could get off the chain a little bit.
Look, if he plays, maybe, but Grimes isn't too bad.
You've got Alex Rance, though.
Well, he's not, but I'm just saying it might be the shorts who do the damage.
Mm, yeah. Our boy Capricciosa.
Yeah, Capricciosa could get on the end of a few. Even Lincoln McCarthy, maybe he's been
McCarthy,
handy this year. So, yeah. Yeah, Geelong win.
Mm. And the last game of the round, you've got the Dockers taking on the Crows at Domain Stadium with Subin, Mazungu, Sutcliffe, Taberner and Blakely all named on the extended interchange with Ibbotson omitted and Crozier out with a calf. And for the Crows, you've got old man Thompson back in, Mitch McGovern, Kelly and Wig in for his first game with Seedsman going out with a corked buttock.
A lot of opportunity. We just saw JJK go ham against the Dockers. Fair to say the Crows got a pretty good forward line too.
Well, look what they did last week against Brisbane. Spent every one of their forwards tunned up and tunned up well. So
yeah.
The likes of McGovern, Cameron, Ellis Yolman, all a big chance to do it again.
Yeah.
But moving on now to the part of the night where we give you our tips on who we think is going to go full ham in the captain's lounge. And being the start of the finals or middle of the final, Steve, it's time to roll the dice a little bit. So,
Jesus Christ, Jono.
Oh, yeah. You got to roll the dice in finals, Steve. You risk it to get the biscuit, mate.
It's true. You don't want it to be a limp biscuit, though, Jono.
You do not want to be a limp biscuit, or a soggy biscuit, for that matter. Too far?
Too far.
Okay. But a lot of mine, I've got majority risky picks this week, Steve, so...
Okay.
I'm going to start off with Nick Riewoldt against the Swans. In Supercoach, he's gone, he averages 110 against Sydney and in Supercoach and 89 Dream Team. But his last five, he's gone 103 in both formats. And that includes scores of 152 and 123 Supercoach, 153 and 113 Dream Team.
Some pretty damn good numbers. As a Riewoldt owner, I'd be happy with that.
Absolutely.
My first captain choice is Sydney Swan, JPK, up against the Saints. Last five against the Saints, excluding in 2014, he had an injury-affected game. He left the game early in the second. Last five, 110 average in Dream Team, 127 in Supercoach. He was a little bit down last week. I expect him to bounce back and bounce back in a pretty big way. Jono?
Yeah, absolutely. JPK's, when the bodies of all the other teams start to get a bit tired and the game slows down, JPK just really stands up and he's been sensational. Well, the last 5-6 weeks, I would have thought.
Yep.
But obviously, the Supercoach, hand me data, don't see it that way, Steve.
Oh, we got to get through these, Jono. We got to get through them.
My next captain is, after a disappointing week last week, Robbie Gray. Averages 109 Supercoach, 96 Dream Team, but in his last five, he's gone 119 in Supercoach and 101 in Dream Team. Only twice under the ton in Supercoach, four times under the ton in Dream Team.
Yeah, he's a solid player, definitely more Supercoach relevant.
Yes.
And since you said that, I'll go with a more Dream Team scoring format relevant guy, and that is Tom Mitchell. We actually had a question on Twitter today. One of our listeners wanted to know who he should captain out of Tom Mitchell and Taylor Adams, and I think they're both great choices, but Tom Mitchell has only played the Saints once, went 142 Dream Team, 116 Supercoach. Last two games that Eddie had, he's 142 Dream Team. These are averages, 142 Dream Team, 125 Supercoach. They are huge numbers. And he did turn up the
massive
game.
Number.
And he did turn up in the game before that as
You'd
well.
Be feeling confident if you're Todd Mitchell.
Yeah, he's in great nick as well. I guess there's a smidgen of a chance that he could be a tagger against Jack Stephen, but man, I feel like I'd roll the dice with that upside. I mean, that's 150 upside.
Yeah, absolutely. That's massive points there. Could win you that final.
Absolutely.
My next guy is the new captain of Essendon this West Steve, and that's Zach Merritt. Only played the two games against the Gold Coast Suns, but averages 110, Supercoach 113, Dream Team. So quality choice there if you want to roll Zach Merritt.
Yeah, man, he's had a great year, hasn't he, Jono?
Absolutely, and especially with a depleted Gold Coast Suns side, you can see him racking them up in that midfield.
Yeah, my next... So do we mention again that I'll be choosing the away captains and, Jono, you choose the home captains? We leave out the obvious ones?
Oh, my next one's pretty obvious, but no, we failed to mention that, okay. Steve.
Just for any new listeners out there. My next captain is Matt Prittis. Obviously had a fantastic game last week. Career average against the Giants of 106 Dream Team, 114 Supercoach. Good enough for me, Jono. He doesn't often miss out on a good score, does he?
No, he certainly doesn't, and you can see that game against the GWS being pretty contested and a lot of contested balls and stoppages, which Matt Prittis likes.
Loves it.
My next captain is pretty obvious. It's Tom Rockcliffe against Carlton.
Come on.
I said it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, but we usually leave these guys... Go on. We usually leave these guys out.
I know, but... Man, I was scraping the barrel this week. Like, there was not much on offer for the home team. So, but if you're a Rocky owner, you're going to love these stats. 108 Supercoach average, 107 Dream Team. In his last five, Steve, he averages 139 Supercoach, 128. And if you cast your mind back, this is the game where he scored 204 in Supercoach and 184 Dream Team.
My goodness.
Yeah, put your shock face on.
I'm going to go with an Adelaide Crow here, and that's Rory Sloan playing Fremantle. Last four against Frio, 111 average Dream Team, 118 Supercoach, and he has got a game where he went 150 Dream Team, 178 Supercoach. He's in great nick. Frio give it up to the midfielders. I wish I had him.
Yeah, don't go. We said it earlier a few weeks ago that Adelaide Crows have a dream fantasy finals run, and it's proving to be that as we speak.
Oh, look, we were saying that in round 12, 13, if you could make trades. Certainly have a crack.
My last guy is super captain risky. It's Justin Westhoff.
My God.
Yeah.
You've gone from the easiest to the hardest guy to captain.
You've always super coach one. But he only averages 96 Supercoach, 84 Dream Team against Melbourne. But his last five in Supercoach, he's gone 119 and 96 in 119 Supercoach, 96 Dream Team. So more your Supercoach option there. But his last seven games, he's turned up in Supercoach and five in Dream Team.
Yeah. My last captain is my risky one, as always. Probably not too risky this week, though. It's Patrick Cripps against the Lions. He's just in ripping nick, Jono.
Certainly is.
30 touches the last 3 weeks. Kicked a couple goals last week. Brisbane Lions midfielders, I mean, they just give it up to the mids. They haven't run Robbo as a tag the last couple of weeks, so I'm kind
grudge.
Of... Sorry. Well, I mean, is it the coach's grudge? I mean, you know, Leppa sets...
No, the... Mitch Robinson grudge.
No, well, I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, do they tag Cripps? Do they tag Gibbs? If they tag, I mean, I'm not sure they really roll a tag out. I mean, maybe. Are they really trying at this point?
No, not really.
Would they do what the coach says anyway?
No. I think Mitch me promise he might get on the angry pills and just punch a few blokes.
Oh, well, good luck to him. punch Leper.
That'd be interesting.
Who'd win that fight?
I reckon Leper would be ready to go as well.
I reckon Leper's got the form.
Oh, he certainly has, that's for sure.
Doesn't mind getting into his players physically either.
No, we've seen that before. But that wraps up our captain's land for this week. And we're going to move on now to our late week pickups, where if you're just struggling to fill that last position, hopefully these guys can help you out. And I'm going to start it off with pretty much a layup here with Matthew Leuenberger.
Yeah, great. I mean, if you can get him, go get him.
Yeah, ruck forward. And when we speak percentages, we get them off the Ultimate Footy website. Leuenberger, 91% of teams.
Yeah. I'm going to go Bulldog, Dory Dixon, Jono.
He's due for a game to go full ham. He does it once or twice a year, but hasn't done it so far. But this could certainly be the game.
Yeah, I know the Bulldogs aren't a particularly high-scoring team, but... man, Ben Reid anchors that defense. I really feel like he's going to be a huge out. They got Tyson Goldsack, who hasn't played in forever. Nathan Brown, vomit. I feel like Dixon's so accurate as well. He makes the most of his chances, usually.
Yeah.
Mosquito
fleet defenders aren't going to do too much either.
I mean, are they going to put Marsh on him? Because, I mean, Marsh is fast, but he kind of gets lost.
And Dixon's got some pretty good footy smarts as well, so probably be able to lose him and get on the end of a few.
That's what I think will happen, John, yeah.
Yeah. No, good pick. I like it a lot. My next pick is another ruckman. It's Riley O'Brien for Adelaide Crows. We're not going to see Sauce again this week, but coming up against Big Sanderlands, yeah, still going to score okay, I think.
Okay. It's ballsy.
It is ballsy.
I'm gonna give you two here, Jono, because they're basically cut from the same cloth, if you like. And that's Lin Jong and Caleb Daniel.
Nice. Like it.
The thing is, you sort of thought they're getting centre bounces. That's what I like, is they're both getting good midfield time. A lot of people thought... it was interesting just seeing Dalhouse not get the centre bounces. Like, these guys both took quite a few.
Well, even Dunkley did too.
Yeah, well, Dunkley, I expect. And I think he's probably more owned anyway than these other two. Maybe not Daniel, but
yeah.
Certainly John. But they're in the centre. They're getting clearances. They're doing the things in the middle. I like that.
That's the Collingwood-Lin Jong grudge match after Lin Jong with it. Touring the Collingwood facilities early in the year.
Yeah, I wonder if he'll go into the right change rooms after the match.
He might come out in a Collingwood jumper, who knows?
Oh, that'd be handy. Might give us a bloody chance if we had an extra
play. My next guy is a forward from the Swans. That's Isaac Heaney. He's been in some ripping nick since John Longmire dropped him, so he's been fantastic for me.
Oh, that's all you got to say?
Yeah, Isaac Heaney, that's enough.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's all I need to say.
Isaac Heaney. My next guy, Two-meter Peter. Do you know? Two-meter Peter.
Oh, yeah.
Up against the Bombers. I know they have been pretty good against the key forwards, but this is just that big three-pronged forward attack. I don't think they can cover them all. They might be able to hold Tommy Lynch down.
They're not going to hold any of them down, to be honest.
They could triple-team Tom Lynch and hold him down, which means the other guys will probably get off the chain.
I can see that happening. That's possible. Definitely double-team. Triple-team would be interesting.
Goddard's out. I mean, it's just, I could see bad things. I can see Essendon losing this match.
Could you see that reverse? Remember that game when Kyle Reimers kicked 9 goals against him in the first year? Can you see a reversal happening here?
You know, Jono, it's It's a good thing I haven't eaten my dinner yet. Bringing up Kyle Reimers,
just
because
popped into my head, I just remember
when people bring up Kyle Reimers, I bring
kicking
up
food. Nine goals. And just,
oh God!
Ugh, horrible, horrible day for football. It's the blackest day in football.
Blackest day. Wow.
Speaking of 2 meter peak, I'm going to go for someone a little bit smaller in that team, and that's young Jared Garlett. Only in 18% of teams, Steve, got on the end of a few last week against a GWS, but can certainly see him doing some damage this week.
Yeah, fair enough, man. Already spoke about Callum Mills on Tuesday, but I got another defender who we know defenders against St Kilda, generally pretty handy. Nick Smith. Just if you're really in a pinch, Nick Smith can score okay.
Very underrated and should certainly be there in every league.
But look, he's a good player, but he's not a great scorer. But I think against the Saints, we just seen it. Defenders can score pretty well. I'd expect Rampy to score pretty well in this game.
Grundy too, as we mentioned on the Monday show.
Yeah, I'm just thinking in a pinch, Nick Smith might be a usable option for you. Jono, you got anyone else?
No, I said, as you just said before, Mills, I had Mills as well, and that was my last guy.
Yeah, and also just check out if Adam Sard's available.
It's going to be an interesting one. Where do you reckon you see him playing, though? What position?
Oh, I think he's best off half-back, running the ball, taking all those bounces that we know he's so good at.
Probably doesn't have the body, maybe more, even on the wing, possibly.
Yeah, maybe, but Matt Shaw's back. Matt Shaw generally controls one wing. It's hard to say.
If you feel unlucky, roll out, Adam Sard, I guess.
Yeah.
But, any questions this week, Steve? I think you alluded to one a bit earlier.
Oh, yeah, it's just Taylor Adams against Tom Mitchell, and, Tom Mitchell's numbers, obviously, we liked. Liked him a lot, but I keep an eye on Taylor Adams.
I totally agree with the Tom Mitchell one as well. And
well, I mean, we did ask, we did put the shout out on Twitter for the third host for next year, and we got told Roosie's hair might be available.
Oh, man, that would be some great, great insight if we could get him on the pod.
Yeah, look, Roosie, if we can get a crowdfunding effort together and raise about, you know, $500,000... We could be half a chance.
Well, he's getting, $1.5 million this year? He doesn't need the money.
Well, I'm thinking he could just shave his hair and just make it into a wig and put
it on a mannequin. Scalp him like the Indians did and just put Rudy's hair there.
Yeah, and you know, I could... Remember when Homer, that Halloween Simpsons episode where Homer got snake's hair? I could get Rudy's hair.
Oh, man, you just warble on. You'd just be promoting tags every week. That'd be horrible.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, drop Pendlebury.
Who do you pick this week, Steve? I nominate Kerno. I nominate Ben Jacobs. Ben Jacobs. And Jamont.
The show would be in the trash pretty quickly, but if it's not already.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But, if you are interested in becoming the third member of the Draft Doctors, do hit us up on Twitter, where we are at the Draft Doctors there. Hit us up with a direct message, or you can hit us up at Facebook, where we are facebook.com/thedraftdoctors, or shoot us an email, where we are thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.
Yeah, so we'll be going all the way through till round 23.
Yep.
With our regular shows, and I think, Jono, we've agreed we're going to do a couple of bonus shows at the end of the year.
Yeah, just a bit of a wrap-up on the season, see how we went in our predictions, and some boom bust guys that we spoke about earlier in the year as well.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll have a bit of fun with those. And if you want to send us in your hot takes on whatever, please do so. We certainly enjoy all your thoughts as well.
Yeah. I've just got a question here for the listeners. I'd love to hear, I was just thinking about this when I was at work today, if you've ever had your captain and vice-captain late omissions in any of your fantasy games. I just, how distraught you would have been if that actually happened. I've never heard of it happening, but I'm sure they'd be pretty crap if it did.
Yeah, I've never had it happen to me.
Yeah, I've never had it happen to me, but I've never even heard of it happening, so it'll be interesting to see if it has happened to our listeners. But that wraps up the show for this week. Good luck to everyone in their respective finals, and we'll see you on Monday.
All right.